Katrina Brown. Live.
Online.
The 702 app.
DSTV.
And 92.7 and 106 FM.
It's gone 9:05. Welcome to the final and second half, of course, of the show, the Katrina Brown Show, the new politics show where we unpack the developments on the political terrain in South Africa and get to get behind what the decisions are of politicians in a very fluid, very fast-moving political landscape in South Africa. Coming up in this hour of the show, we look at the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal and we look at how they're going to go forward, considering that the PEC, the Provincial Executive Committee that was ruled to be illegal believes that it can appeal the decision, that it has the blessing of its National Executive Committee. And of course, we already know that the original applicants of the case is intending to challenge that appeal. We're going to be getting some comment from the spokesperson in the province, Mduseni Ntuli, and we will be speaking with political analyst Lukhona Mguni to look at what the way forward is for the African National Congress there and whether an appeal brought by the PEC gets us closer to unity or whether it rents the party down the middle even further. We also will be speaking with the former head of the South African National Defence Force and of course also leader in Umkhonto we Sizwe, General Spiwe Nyanda, and we're looking specifically at attempts to forge unity and also the way forward for the MK Council. We speak to him just after 9:15. But let's get straight to that story in KwaZulu-Natal. The provincial leadership of the African National Congress, of course, held a briefing today where they gave their version of what happened in a meeting with the ANC's top six, led by President Jacob Zuma, and that meeting happening for most of Sunday and, of course, also yesterday. Today, senior officials led by the president met with factions over the past few days in an effort to foster unity following a court judgment which had nullified the provincial executive. The ANC KwaZulu-Natal said the National Executive Committee has given it its blessing to go ahead with the appeal which had declared the 2015 elective conference unlawful. However, those who took the provincial leadership to court say they will block the process to the appeal. Joining me now on the line is ANC spokesperson for the province, Mr. Mdumseni Ntuli. Mr. Ntuli, how does taking the matter on appeal get you closer to unity, which is something that you referred to in the press statement that you released at the briefing today?
Thank you very much, Karim. Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners of the radio station 702. I think first and foremost, in our own view, there is a distinction between the matter we are pursuing through the court of law and the imperative to consolidate the unit of the African National Congress in the province.
How do you get to that distinction?
The distinction arises because the fundamental reason why we are convinced, together with our national leadership, that we must challenge the current judgment from handed down by the Pietermaritzburg High Court is because the judgment, in essence, seeks to liquidate the authority of the National Executive Committee and the authority of the Provincial Executive Committee, which is inherent into the two structures of the organization in relation to making considerations, political considerations, as to whether or not there should be an early conference or there should be conferences later than the time at which they are expected. Essentially, if you were to allow this judgment to remain unchallenged, it effectively nullifies the recent communication from the National Executive Committee, from the Office of the Secretary General, which was saying all conferences that would not have sat by the 30th of September, irrespective of whether or not they are due in 2017, should no longer take place until next year, to give way for the preparations of the National Conference to proceed unhindered without difficulties of a local or regional or provincial conflict.
Okay, you've made your case, and we know what your argument is for taking the matter on appeal. The point, however, is that those applicants who brought the original case is going to also go to court to try and get an enforcement order, which is going to seek to ensure that the ruling of the Pietermaritzburg High Court is enforced pending the outcome of the appeal. That brings us, for example, that happens, we are back into a stalemate, because legally you would then again not have any status. And how do you then foster that political process which you seek to separate from the legal process?
You see, the fact that there is a discussion between a sitting leadership and former leaders on its own provides explanation to the question as to whether or not the PEC is only legitimate to engage in the quest to unite the organization when it is in office or not in office. The question of office for us is neither here nor there on the question of uniting the organization, because the unit of the organization is not dependent upon being elected. It's about ourselves agreeing.
But Mr. Ntuli, I mean, with all the respect in the world, that is just a disingenuous point to make, because the PEC, given our party political system, has enormous powers. You initiated a complete reshuffle of your provincial government. So how is it immaterial whether you are in leadership or not? It just doesn't add up with the actual lived reality of what it means to be a provincial executive.
Well, Karim, I think it's going to be important that both of us have a familiarity with the facts on the subject we're talking about. We've never initiated a complete reshuffling of government. That has never happened. This leadership, when it assumed office, it only changed the premier and three MECs. And I don't think that constitutes a complete reshuffling of government.
Let's not play semantics, Mr. Ntuli. You changed the premier. You changed the premier of the province. You just made a point that it's neither here nor there that you are an elected leadership. I just demonstrated what you do if you are in power as an elected leadership. How can you say it's immaterial? It doesn't make any sense.
Karim, it's going to be important. I really respect the fact that this is your show. But I think if you want me to participate effectively, even if you disagree with me, it may be wiser to allow me to make my point. Because otherwise, there's no point of me coming to the show if all that I should do is to say what you're expecting and in the way that you want. The point that I'm saying is that uniting the organization is not just the function of being elected. The reason why there is an agreement between ourselves and the national leadership to reinforce the effort we have always had from the time we elected in 2015 in terms of enhancing the level of engagement between ourselves and the comrades who were not elected in the provincial conference is a recognition on the part of the ANC that it is not necessarily a process that must involve those who are elected only. It's a process that must involve those who are recognized in our province as leaders of the ANC, irrespective of whether currently they occupy any positions or not.
Mr. Ntuli, I'm not arguing with you having a view. I'm arguing about whether your view makes sense. You said that it doesn't matter if you are elected or not. It's immaterial. I demonstrated that is simply not true, factually.
Yeah, hold on, Karim. The problem is that you believe that the only time at which we can achieve a decent conversation as leaders of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal is when some of us or those who are in leadership are not in the office, because when they're in office, they will exercise leadership in ways that will be disadvantaged to those who are outside. And that is a wrong understanding.
Mr. Ntuli, let me read your statement, a section of your statement. You say the PEC acknowledges enormous challenges subsequent to a divergence of views on leadership perspectives leading to the 8th KZN Provincial Conference and how these have now evolved and impacted upon by developments towards the 54th ANC National Conference. Given the real and objective challenges that continue to constrain the advancement of the NDR, it is profoundly significant to overcome all internal weaknesses and reposition the ANC as an effective agent for change. You acknowledge the divisions. You acknowledge the consequences of those divisions, its impact on the party's life. And yet you say to me, it doesn't really matter that you elected or not.
The point I'm saying is that the commitment to deal with what divides us as KwaZulu-Natal leadership, both elected and those who are unelected, is not only significant when all of us are outside the office. We have a capacity to unite the organization working with the national leadership, even if we are in office or even if none of us are in office.
All right.
That is the point that I want to make. I'm not denying the fact that being in office, an incumbent, has an advantage of exercising authority in the organization, which may impact negatively to those who are not in the leadership. I'm not denying that. But I'm not also saying I don't agree with the sentiment that says by the mere fact that you're in leadership, you pose a threat to the capacity of the province to unite.
You know, the fact that the political killings are rising in KwaZulu-Natal as a consequence of you guys not being able to find each other makes what you've just said, enormously problematic. But we'll leave it there. It's just gone 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll unpack what has taken place in KwaZulu-Natal now with the political analyst Lukona Mguni. We're just going to take a short break. When we come back, we look at where the ANC is going to find the mechanisms to build unity in its largest province.